The name Presidential Golf Course, it sounds really fancy. Like you need a secret password just to get through the front gate.
Oh yeah, it definitely paints a picture. You kind of imagine big tall walls and a sign that says keep out.
Exactly. But the source we are looking at today, this great website called Golf Day Buddy,
Yeah.
well, it flips that whole idea around. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here. Yeah, we are looking at a very real golf course in South Africa.
And our mission today isn't to just, talk about hitting a ball into a hole. We
Yeah.
want to see how this place changed from a secret hideout into a spot that actually helps people.
It is a perfect example of a place growing up with its country. Because a long time ago, it was just for a few lucky people. They wanted a quiet place to hide away.
But Golf Day Buddy shows us that did not last. When South Africa became free and everyone got to vote, the golf course had to change too. It could not just be a walled-off garden anymore.
Right, they opened the doors. And you can really see that change in how the place looks. They stopped trying to make it look like a park in Europe. They made it look like South Africa.
I love that part. Golf Day Buddy talks about how they use local plants now. The course just fits right into the natural hill.
It really does. It looks like it belongs there. And that local feel, it changes the game
Oh,
too.
totally. Because of the land, right?
Yeah. Golf Day Buddy says the layout uses the real hills and valleys. The deep sand pits and the water spots aren't just for looking pretty. You have to really think about where you hit the ball.
And the weather. The website says the weather changes super fast down there. One minute it is nice and calm, and the next, boom, super windy.
That has to be so hard for the workers trying to grow the grass.
It forces them to be smart. You can't just waste water in South Africa. It gets really dry.
This is where the cool flying robots come in.
Yes. Golf Day Buddy says they use drones, but they are not flying them just to take fun pictures from the sky.
No, it is a really smart trick. The drones look closely at the grass to find the dry spots, so they only spray water right where the grass is thirsty.
That saves so much water, which is so good for nature.
Exactly. They use less water and fewer bad bug sprays. That keeps the local bugs, the birds, and the animals safe.
It turns into a safe home for nature, not just a playground.
But let's talk about the people for a second, because Golf Day Buddy talks a lot about how good this is for the town. Why should you care if you don't even play golf?
Well, there are health benefits first. The site says walking the big green hills is great exercise for your heart, and it makes you feel less stressed out.
But the real story is how it helps the whole town grow. It brings in a lot of money.
Because visitors come to play, right?
Yeah.
And they need places to sleep and eat.
Yeah. They stay in the local hotels, they buy food from the local shops.
So all that money spreads out. It creates good jobs for the neighbors living right down the street.
And Golf Day Buddy points out they don't stop there. The golf course tries to be a good friend to the town. They throw big family days.
And charity days to raise money for people who need help.
It really brings all the neighbors together. It is not just for rich people anymore.
It shows that a big sports field can be a real help to everyone. It can tell the story of a whole country and still help pay for the local food shop.
If you take care of the land and the people, sports can pull everyone into one big team.
So here's a thought for you to take away today. This golf course turned an old, closed-off space into a huge benefit for the town's future. Look around your own city.
At the big stadiums or fields near you.
Yeah. Are they just giant empty buildings, or do they actually help your neighbors grow and come together? Think about what they could be.
That is a great question to ask.
Thanks for joining our deep dive. Remember to check out Golf Day Buddy to read more and see the pictures for yourself. See you next time.